It's Sunday, the 13th of July, 10:45 a.m. Long lie in bed, night of a long sleep. Because we were up at 4:30 a.m. yesterday morning for the car boot. So, really tired last night again. Went to bed at 10. Got up at 9:30. Could have slept on, but we've got things to do. Places to go, people to meet, etc, etc. It's a beautiful morning. It's not all clear sky. In fact, there's some rather menacing looking clouds kicking about. They're in between when the sun's out, it's lovely. There's a panic in the bird world this morning again. I don't see magpies, so I'm guessing a cat possibly over in the park. Yeah. So, a long night. So, easier to get out of bed this morning. But I think I could just as easily have fallen back over to sleep, given another 2 or 3 minutes. But both of us are feeling the benefit of that those extra hours. Not sure to class them as extra hours if you lost them the morning before, but I'll count it in anyway. Other than that, I'm feeling good. Just got a spider strand draped across my forehead at the moment. Just a floated by. Sun's out again, it's nice. Garden's looking better after I gave it a good deluge, a good soaking. It's great to get the hose out, to have to get the hose out here. Remember when we first moved here? I hosed and watered the garden and the pots. Not every day, but so many times when the summers were much better, much warmer, drier. That was 23 years ago we moved here. So maybe it's on the turn. Maybe we'll go back to having to use the hose on a daily basis. That would be fantastic. But I don't want 30 degrees, thank you. 23, 24 is perfect. At least my mouth, my lips, and my lip. Hello. How are you? Species. Well, it's a female blackbird, I don't get some disease. What was I going to say? Yeah, my lip is healed up. It's just 99.5% healed. Just another night. And my razor burn is a bit gone. Not only do I feel better about that, I look better. Scabby face. Scar face. But I'm generally feeling good. Today will be a day of wash and polish the Volvo. Hoover it out. Clean the windows. Prepare it for packing the gear for our wee break tomorrow morning, Monday. Going down to East Yorkshire to Barnston. Looking forward to that. Do love Yorkshire. It's unique, let's just say. It's unique. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. At least on this holiday, we'll be able to get out of bed when we want. The lawnmower in the park has kicked up. It's lovely here this morning. It's fairly calm. My heel's still a wee bit tender, mind you. Had the doc look at it. He said it's got to be an infection, but best to leave it alone and see how it goes. So I'm going to take his advice. What was he saying? Down at heel? I wonder how many people have ever heard, never mind remember, the sound of a manual mower. And you had to push the manual mower back and forward across the grass. That was the sound of summer. That was a beautiful sound of summer, and that's all gone now. It's all electric and high speed rotary grass blasters and strimmers. And my dad had one of those. In fact, he had a variety. I remember he had quite a bit of grass with slopes, and remember the effort it took to push it up the slope while cutting grass at the same time. But it was the sound, it was a beautiful ratchet. We'll get there eventually. That ratchet sound, you know, as you drew it backwards for your next stroke forwards. And oh, and you would go along and hear people in their gardens. There was no whine of any electric gear. It was a wonderful sound, beautiful sound. Does anyone do that now? Does anyone do that? Doubt it. I best go and put the eggs on for the breakfast. As is Mr. Blackbird. He's on the wee gate by the back door, staring me in the face. He's about to get a big bowl of crushed cornflakes that Mary has prepared for him. She's clearing out the food dregs the day before we head away. They'll get a variety of food today. I'll go and do that. And then get the hose out and the cleaning gear. Yes, I'm going to get food for you. You've no idea what he's doing.